Randy, all right?
Steve, you seemed to have a pretty good start in the first 2.5 minutes, but then it looked like Washington took over from there. What do you think happened?
Well, we didn't. We certainly didn't execute our game plan. And we didn't execute when we had the puck making the right play. So, you know, that's a good hockey team over there who outplayed us tonight. So, you know, I guess in hindsight, when we were in the same position after last round and found a way to respond. So, but it's a missed opportunity. You get home ice and you want to take advantage of, and we didn't. So we you know, we need to get next game.
Steven, did the long layoff have any effect on your guys' start?
I you can't use that as an excuse. So, whatever reason, they were quicker to pucks. They were more disciplined in their structure. They were better on special teams, and that's a pretty good recipe to win. So we know we have to be much better, and we'll get back at it tomorrow in practice and respond. We just need to be way more assertive on the ice and play with that edge that we had, you know, after game one of last series.
How do you describe it? Momentum sort of swing there at the end of the first period when the goal gets nullified and then they turn around and score with about 3 seconds left?
Yeah, I mean, we were six men by a mile, so I don't think anyone was too fired up about the goal. It was kind of blown dead for a while, but you know, anytime you give up a goal at the end of a period, it gives momentum to the other team, and that's just execution. I mean, we can't, you know, right off the draw, we know what they're going to do. They're, you know, they're trying to get it to Ovechkin for a shot. We were just a step behind in our reads today, and you can't do that at this time of the year against a quality opponent like that.
Is that a lack of mental preparation?
Listen, call it what you want. We need to be better next game. It just wasn't good enough tonight. And, you know, it's the playoffs. You're down one game. It's not the end of the world. We need to respond next game.
Was there anything that they did that kind of caught you off guard, a surprise that maybe you weren't expecting?
Well, they play solid. You know, they got here for a reason. They're very structured. They stay above. They clog the neutral zone pretty good. And, you know, for whatever reason, tonight, of all nights, we decided to try to make plays and try to make high percentage passes. I mean, all playoffs, we've been preaching, you know, not turning the puck over and getting pucks in deep and utilizing our speed, utilizing our forecheck. And we go off the game plan tonight. So we need a response next game, and we've got some work to do.
Steve, you mentioned dropping that first game to the Bruins and then losing the one tonight. Is this a different loss, though, at the way it played out?
No.
How does that happen in the sixth game? Extra scare like that. You said it was like by a mile.
Well, I mean, I just saw a replay. We had six guys on the ice for a couple seconds, so I'm not sure what happened. I was on the ice, so I didn't see what happened. You probably had a better view than
you
I
don't
did.
See the change. You didn't see the,
no.
See the change.
No.
The fact that you've been through it before, I mean, it's not like you said your first rodeo here.
No, I mean, it's a seven-game series. It's disappointing and frustrating when you don't come out the way you want to play. I mean, it's one thing if you play well and you don't get the win, but I don't think we deserve to be in that game tonight. So for whatever reason, you know, we weren't playing at the level that we just came off of. So we need to correct that, and we have full confidence in our group that we can come back next game with a better effort.
Thank you, Steven.
Thanks, guys.